The Sri Lankan Siren. So you had a question and you want to learn more about astrology?
No, I'm asking you.
Asking me what?
Asking you. So I'm an Aries. So what do you know about an Aries? And what is your sign again?
Mine is Aquarius. And one of my best friends is actually an Aries. And he's also very intense. But at the same time, also very reserved. So you can see how you usually become activated when you're around people that stimulate you.
Yes.
Which is why you're activated, obviously.
But you and I are similar, if I can make this assumption, where we are both activated and reserved, but in that sense that we don't get interested easily.
Oh, that's very accurate. Completely factual.
Because you and I came into meeting each other with the exact same expectation of each other. It's like, guess I'm going to have to pick up the slack, you know? Guess I'm going to have to show each other what's good. And I said this yesterday. I am continuously appreciative when I'm having a great time, or even when I'm not. I'll appreciate you and I'll leave. But with you, it was just, hey, like, thanks for trusting me. Like, thanks for just going with the flow. Like, going with my flow and allowing me to show you something of Toronto, of myself. You saw me authentically as how I was. You know?
Right. And before we talked about how girls, for whatever reason, don't do that, they usually opt for the option that generates the most attention as opposed to doing something that illustrates who they are or behaving in a way that naturally illustrates their essence.
Because everyone wants to be a influencer, a content creator, which is fine. I shouldn't be rolling my eyes because it's like, this is the world we live in now.
And you can if you're being authentic, but people are being a little too strategic in how they present themselves.
Yes. That, and it's like you're missing out on people in front of you. You know, like, I don't have an ulterior motive when it came to you. When it comes to people in general, like, you want to have those motives, cool. Like, do it for yourself. But they don't carry out what you need to be doing your business on, like, interactions with people, especially a brand new interaction. Because with you and I, it's like, you and I don't get interested easily. We are so used to losing interest easily. Like, how long were we together for yesterday, the day before? Because it's like now Sunday morning.
What was it like from 3 to 6? Something like that?
But it was 3 to 6. It was 3 to 6. But it was like such an enjoyable 3 to 6. You know, like we hung out and like, did you and I either really check the time? You had an appointment coming up, but you never put me on a time crunch. But at the same time, like, I never made you feel like counting down the time. But it's like, I wasn't faking any part of that at all. And it was just really fun in the sense, like, I'm still smiling thinking about it. It's just like, you firsthand saw my interactions with people, you know, like a lot of people are like, oh, like, I'm like this in real life. I'm like that. Regularly this happens to me. And you just got to see me just talk to everyone. You're just like, you're so polite. Like, you're so bubbly. You're so like engaging. I'll talk to anyone.
Yeah, you will.
All right, yeah, we got free pre-rolls because of that. Yeah, personality. Cheers to that. But it's just, especially women, like, I feel like we have to, like, put on a mask, essentially. Like, obviously men do as well, but it's like they want to please.
Right.
They want to be attractive and suitable to everyone who comes their way. And to me, it's like, I don't want to be obnoxious sounding when I say I don't care to be like that, but it's just, I am so comfortable with myself.